Hey everyone. Hope everyone is having a fantastic day. And in this Ask Trev segment, I thought I would go over freelancing and talk about ways that you can get more clients for your business. And actually, this session came about because one of our group members, Harold, was talking about getting more clients for his web development freelancing. And I thought, okay, let's use web development as an example of how to get more clients, but this applies to anyone in any industry that's looking to get more clients. Right off the bat, if you have a network, then this is much easier to start with. I used to be in the corporate world. I had connections, and that really helped me with launching my freelance gig when I left my company because the company that employed me actually became one of my clients, and it worked out quite well because I had the flexibility of working the hours I wanted to, and my rate was higher, and it worked out really well. So it is who you know, and it's the word of mouth. So if you've got connections, whether it be through Facebook, LinkedIn, I would think LinkedIn is a little bit easier because it's that business platform, but certainly Facebook, you can find connections, business connections, and connect with them. Actually, there's this one girl, she does all of her freelancing through Facebook groups, which is interesting. So she'll go in and she'll actually try to be helpful to others, and she'll just go into groups and answer questions for others and give as much advice as possible and give the answers and give the solutions without any expectation of anything in return. And that's how she built up her freelancing business. So she focused on that one platform. And I would consider, if you're looking to build this out, that you focus on one platform where you can kind of build out your freelancing business. But certainly when you're getting started, you're trying to test the waters, right? You're trying to experiment, like which platform is going to work for you in this freelancing growth approach. So you need to kind of play around. But if you want low-hanging fruit, your current network is what will get you that first client. My first client was within my current network. And with LinkedIn, I had, 500 plus connections. So it was much easier for me to just go into my connections, message a few people and say, "Hey, I'm doing freelancing. Wondered if you had any projects on the horizon," just really simple message. And I was able to get clients that way. But another one was the fact that, my employer hired me. Now, not everyone has that situation. So you have to connect with your friends, with your family. They're the ones that will know other people who could use your services. Maybe somebody has a website out there and they need your help. And that's an option. So if you're into like web development and that's your clientele that you're going after, then you can easily connect with your friends and family. Somebody has a website that needs work on. So that's really the step one. If you're trying to get that first client and just get over the hump, then that's what you need to do is work on your current closest network. After you've tapped into that and you're still looking for more, then I would head on over to upwork.com and try to get some clients that way. And the reason why I say upwork.com is because they are the number one freelancing platform. They have quite the volume, so much easier to find leads. I call them leads because there's plenty of people on there that need services. And it doesn't matter what area you're in, you can provide services to them. The thing about Upwork is your success is really dependent on the quality of your profile, the value you're offering, the niche you're in. So if you don't have a niche, it's going to be very difficult to succeed on Upwork. You need to have a very clear, concise niche that you're going after. And if you don't have that, it's very difficult to stand out. So in your profile, you want to say exactly what you do. like you're an email marketing strategist for this XYZ client. And the reason why you want to get specific is because the people who need your services will automatically contact you. You'll become much more appealing than somebody who's just, I do marketing. Like that's not strong enough. You can get more specific in your profile, then you'll have more likelihood of getting people to connect with you. So I think it's really important that you look at your profile and optimize it. And look at it in terms of you're solving issues, right? So the most important thing is that you're solving issues. And that's the only way that you can really get clientele and grow your clientele is if you're focusing on the problem solving, right? So profile, problem solving, and then also ratings and reviews. On Upwork, you need to have ratings and reviews that indicate that you are successful, that you are doing these projects quite well. So that's what you really want to do is focus on ratings, reviews, make sure you have 5-star reviews, and that way you can really take off. Because what happens is it's just like Amazon, right? If you don't have fantastic reviews, like on Amazon, like when is the last time you bought a 3-star product? It's very unlikely. Like for me, I'm always looking at 4 stars and above. So that's the same with like your freelancing profile. If you're on any of these platforms and there's a review system, you need to ensure that you have fantastic reviews. If you don't get a fantastic review, then I would suggest reaching out to the individual and make sure that you provide outstanding value, outstanding service, and you really make it up to them. Because those initial reviews, that's what's going to take you off, right? That's going to really launch you into that platform. But you can definitely just focus entirely on Upwork. It has limits in terms of how many leads you can connect with each day or with each month. So that's the only one barrier versus other platforms, but it's just one of the other channels, right? It's a marketing channel to get your name out there. So you want to have that running. Another one that's like hit and miss would be Craigslist. I know there's a lot more people posting jobs on there, and I think the quality of the jobs is actually going up because now people have to pay to put an ad in, especially if it's in the jobs board. So I would definitely recommend checking out Craigslist for those really quick, easy gigs. Because, you know, Craigslist, you can look at gigs and jobs and all that, and you can put in your proposal and say, hey, like I can help you out. You know, in terms of the proposal, you do want to have some sort of a template, but don't use a cut and paste technique. You want to actually tweak some of the wording so that you have fresh, relevant content to each proposal that's personalized. That's what's going to get you the client. So maybe some of the wording, like maybe your past results, people want to see results. So maybe you have a results section that you always include, and that's really important. And the other piece is, you know, trying to just get that first client, and you might have to cut down in terms of your value, in terms of the pricing that you're offering. So maybe you need to, you know, set like a few free projects just to get your testimonials, your reviews up. Like you're going to have to cut down on the value. That's just the way it is until you've proven yourself, and you can ramp up in terms of pricing. Unless you've already got a profile that shows you know what you're doing, you've got results, then you can certainly demonstrate the profile and indicate, here's why I'm this kind of value. Certainly don't charge like $5 an hour and then expect to make a living off of this. It's very difficult to do that because you're going to be working hours and hours, and you need to focus on trying to build a serious business with your freelancing career. So charging $5, that's going to be very difficult to get enough value out of it. So I talked about Craigslist, Upwork, LinkedIn. I mean, it's again, low hanging fruit. Any of your connections you can reach out to and message them, and you can even connect, right? You can do the search algorithms. Maybe you're going after higher quality clients, right? Well, LinkedIn's great for that because you can look up people who are founders, CEOs, and connect with them and say, hey, like this is something that's going to solve your problem, and this is why you need to use us. Like it's much easier to connect on LinkedIn with those higher level accounts. You're not going to get that through Upwork or Craigslist or any of those other platforms. That's where LinkedIn comes in. You can really stand out among the crowd. You can even look at the job boards, and even though you're a freelancer, right? Just because it's a job doesn't mean that they're set. You might be able to convince them to like hire a freelancer. The reason why is because freelancing is increasing. 50% of the population, the working population, will be freelancing in 2020, the year 2020, which means freelancing is going to be very popular. So it doesn't hurt to say, hey, even though you're hiring for somebody, maybe you want to consider a freelancer, and that's going to get you more results. Now, I know that Harold, he's kind of working as a contractor and whatnot, and contracting works fine if you want to just get started and build your portfolio, because then you're just getting clients from an agency. But what you want to typically try to do is build a brand, right? You want to build a brand for yourself where people know you directly. And the reason why is because you'll make much more in terms of value. You'll cut out the middleman, and you'll turn into someone that really is directly interfacing with the clients. Or you do what the agency is doing, and you build your own agency with your own structure so that people are working for you, right? That's like ideal. So that you aren't just doing the freelancing yourself, but you're running a freelance business. This is what you actually want to be heading towards. And the reason why is because you can extend out your services. You can scale up. You can't scale up if you're just a one-man show. So, I'm talking about these different channels and paths that you can take in the freelancing career. And the reason why is because I want you to be able to scale this into a real business. Freelancing is not the easiest thing to do if you're a one-man show. And what happens if you get hit by a car? Well, you're not going to be able to work. So this is why you want to look at it in terms of building a business, so that you're taking yourself out of the picture and you're focusing more on growth and whatnot. I think that's really important to think of it in terms of an agency, and that'll take your value and net worth much higher if you do that. So if you are going to go into the agency direction, but even if you're freelancing on your own and you're not working through Upwork or you're not working through these platforms, and you're going to need to set up an invoicing or accounting structure. And for me, I keep it really simple. I just have a spreadsheet on Google Sheets, and you can use Microsoft Excel, whatever platform. And I just have a very simple spreadsheet of the projects I'm working on and the hourly rate. And then I also have a link to my blog in case you want to read more. Just a little side marketing on your invoice. Might as well take advantage, right? And use the invoice for more than just accounting, because then people will see that. Throw a nice logo on there, whether it's just your name. And you have your payment methods. I like PayPal. So if we're talking about payment methods, PayPal is great. Stripe is great. If you are face to face with clients, then you can use the Square card reader on your phone. That's a nice easy swipe when you've got that. You're gonna have to deal with transaction fees, so that's just the way it is. Or you can have a few clients where they pay you cash or check, and that's always great. But you've got plenty of payment options. I think PayPal is like the standard. Everyone has PayPal, right? So you can easily extend your reach by having a PayPal system where people can just send you money by email. Like that's another option. And most people can handle that because they're familiar with PayPal. But that's really the structure. I wouldn't get too complicated with what to use, and it's really straightforward. The invoicing, again, is pretty straightforward. Simple spreadsheet template, plug in somebody's name, the date of the invoice, throw it out there as a PDF. You have the download as a PDF option in Google Sheets, so it's really quite straightforward to send out invoices and whatnot. If you're in web development, I want to focus on solving problems here because you're into freelancing, right? And the biggest challenge is the here's me mentality. Like, here's me, I'm another freelancer. This is why you should hire me. And I want to get you past that, right? I want to get you to the focus of providing value and solving problems. And that's how you're going to build out your clientele. So the way to do that is, to really look at what it is you're offering and why the potential customer would want to buy from you. You have to figure out what that is. What's that trigger that's going to get them to buy from you? So one way to do that is, let's look at web development as an example, right? So you're a web developer and you're designing websites, developing, you're using the WordPress platform. Here's the technique to get that client. You go on to several options here. Let's start with number one. You could download an extension through Google Chrome called like a broken link checker. Check the links, see if there's any broken links on that prospect's website, right? So this is a little sneaky, but not really. You can find out if there's any broken links, and then you can connect with the prospect and say, "Hey, I noticed you've got some broken links on A, B, and C. If you need help, I can help you fix those broken links." And then that's it. One, you're focusing on being helpful here. So you've taken the time to look at their website, you've taken the time to address their problems. They have broken links, and all they care about right now is to get them fixed. They don't care about anything else. I've seen this time and time again. The minute you mention broken links, that prospect is like, "Okay, I'm all ears. Do what you need to do to fix these broken links." And you're set. You've already built rapport. So if you're into the web development, this is a fantastic way to do this, is to address the problems that are clearly showing. Another way, if you're in web development, you've got, for instance, page speed issues. So the prospect has a slow loading website. Well, then you can come in and say, "Hey, here are the things that are broken. Your images are too large. It's slowing down your website, and I'm happy to help you out if you need assistance, or your hosting plan might need an upgrade to really help you with server speed." So you can mention these things. You're focusing on the problems. You're not even talking about yourself. And that's great. Because it's not about you, it's about solving the client's problems. And that's how you're going to build out your freelancing business. You can apply this to any niche that you're into. If you're in SEO, "Hey, I noticed you're not in the top 10 rank for the page that you're focusing your keywords on. I'm happy to help you out there." So you can apply this to any type of business. Maybe you're in graphic design. "Well, hey, I noticed that your logo is very difficult to read. You got to be careful with how you're wording it, but you know what I mean. Like, I'm noticing that your logo is something that could use an update, or use a stat as well. I think if you use statistics to promote yourself, like, hey, like 20% of these logos will help you convert much better. Like, you throw in conversion rates and you can help sell it." Logo design's a little bit more challenging because there's so many logo designers out there with these cheap platforms that allows you to create logos on the fly. But if you're a high-end logo designer, then focusing on the value is really important. You'll know it more than I do in terms of solving the problem and what kind of value it provides. But you can essentially take any niche and say, "Here's why you need to use me, and here's why this is the value that I'm providing." So I kind of focused on mostly the web development, but actually all these tools really apply to any freelancer that's looking to grow and find that client. And that's really the initial start. I started with no clients and I struggled for months, and it's not the easiest thing, but I used platforms like Upwork was my first stranger client. So like a client that I didn't know that I found from scratch, no network. I found my first stranger client through Upwork. And you know, that's what you could do, is you could focus on one of these platforms. Just recently saw that girl who's doing Facebook groups, and she's landing it. She's landing new clients through Facebook groups. Well, then join as many groups in your niche, message, be helpful, and somebody's going to send you a direct message to get your help. If you can package your services as well, so freelancing is kind of challenging if you're just sort of willy-nilly, I'm going to be able to do whatever. Maybe if you start structuring it so that you can monetize what you're offering, you can actually really extend your reach. You can say, hey, I offer these services that could really help you with web dev or accounting or graphic design, whatever niche you're in, right? So if you have like pricing package number one, pricing package number two, pricing package number three, and you say, here are my pricing packages, here's why, you know, it would make sense to go with me. I have different tiers, right? I've got the starter package. I got the exclusive package. I got the VIP package. You can have higher prices, right? This is the way to do it, because now you're commoditizing your service and you're taking your business to another level. And if you can take those packages and train somebody else to do those services for you, and then you become the agency, right? So, you know, you look at like web hosting as an example. Like, you can go to Bluehost.com, HostGator.com, any of these hosting providers, and you can look at their structure for their hosting packages, and they offer, you know, tiered pricing. Well, why can't you do that for your service? Absolutely, you can do that. You can set that up. Figure out, you know, okay, well, logo design with one revision equals $50. Logo design with three revisions equals $100, and so on, depending on what your price is. And if you go over to Fiverr.com as well, you can look at all the different people who are freelancers and the different tiered pricing structures they have and the services that they offer. You set yourself up with a proposal sheet or a price sheet, right? And you can send that out to people who are interested in what you're trying to do. Then it's much easier for somebody to choose a service from you. So really consider that as an approach. If you do that, I think you'll get a little bit more results. So those are some of the freelancing thoughts that I had. And there's just so many to really mull over, right? And it's just getting those contacts, getting those connections. And if you're introverted, then you can focus on the online world now more than ever before. You know, before you'd have to go to networking events and get your name out there. And it's such a challenge, right, to get your name out there. Now you can connect with so many different people. And that's the way to do it, is to do those connections. Go where the people are that would be in your niche. Go to that spot. Go to where the people are that hang out. Okay, don't go on it. If you're offering marketing services, don't go to a marketer's conference. Okay, that's more for learning. Go to a conference where your clients are. Like, if you're looking to focus on lawyers, that's a good one, because a lot of lawyers need help with marketing. If you're focused on marketing the lawyers, go to a lawyer conference. That's where all the lawyers are hanging out, and that's where you're going to get your clients. So if you want to focus on the offline, you can do that. Go to a lawyer's Facebook group. Go to a lawyer's LinkedIn group. Those are all the lawyers right there. They're all hanging out in that area. They're not hanging out on a marketing group because that's not their mindset. You know, it's the same for any type of group. And that's what you want to do. Find out where the groups are that you want to target. Go to that group and become well known as somebody that's really helpful, not salesy. You don't want to be salesy. You want to be helpful. And that's how I'm going to kind of end it here, is to really be as helpful as possible to get your business launched, your freelancing career. If you are helpful and you're giving as much value as you can, then you'll be more successful. And help, I will describe help in the way of having your blog where you have articles and you give free items in return for emails. Like, that's how you're going to build your email list so you can build your freelancing career that way. You're giving tons of value on your blog. You do videos, do whatever you can that's helpful, that can help people excel in their business. And if you're helpful, people will refer you, right? People will say, hey, I think you should definitely ask this person because they could really use your services. If you get that, you get that connection where they're willing to pass your name over to somebody else, you're much more likely to build out your business. And, you know, you can even try to build that into the invoicing or whatever wording that you have and say, hey, do you know three other people who could use my services? It doesn't hurt to have that at the end, right? So that people are more likely to connect with you and say, hey, yeah, I know three other people who could use what you've just offered me. Let me send you over their name, their email, all that stuff. Somebody that's really gotten your trust, like buys into what you're doing and trusts you, they're so willing to be your fan and to provide your name to others and to share what you're doing with others. That's so valuable, is to focus on, you know, you get like three people that absolutely love you because you've helped them. That could do wonders for you. They'll pass your name off to others, and you need to have a fantastic reputation. So being helpful is the number one way to get that reputation up there. And being passionate and helpful about what the business is trying to do and caring about what they're trying to do, that's what's going to take you to the next level. So I'm going to wrap this up. It's been a nice little session here on freelancing, and got any more questions, leave them in the comments below, and I'm happy to assist. Awesome. Cheers. Cheers.